Good morning, we're learning Masechtas Brachos. We're on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We are up to the third wide line on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the unusual tefillah of Tefillas Havinenu, in which we said is instead, it takes the place of the regular Shemoneh Esrei. And our Mishnah on the previous Amud on Chaf Tes Amud Beis introduced us to this whole concept of Tefillas Havinenu, that Rabbi Yeshua was of the opinion that one could always say this tefillah instead of the Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel says we always have to daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, which is clearly what we paskin like. The fact that when we read the nusach of the of this tefillah, it's not something which we're very familiar with, but we noticed that Havinenu, which is the one bracha, which is sandwiched in between the three brachos in the beginning, the three brachos afterwards, so you have three, and then one in the middle, which is what always happens. All of our every Shemoneh Esrei throughout the year, we always have the same three, the last same three, and whatever's in the middle changes. So instead of the 13 brachos in between, because now we have 19, is only one tefillah of Havinenu, and that takes the place of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the question is this something which can be said all year round? Well, we already established that there's one time that it cannot be done, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Yom Tov, Motzei Shabbos, we cannot because of Atachon Antanu, which is missing.
Let me ask you a question, though. If it doesn't have that, but you could say, I'm not the Kodesh Shalchol, it's something that would be Yotzei, so why can't you say it and say the other thing and be Yotzei?
You're right. That's going to be a question which we're going to see in the Be'er Halacha shortly, that we know that if you miss saying it...
Atachon Antanu,
you say we don't know that you
make it. Right.
That's what I'm saying. So
you're right. You don't even have to, if you don't say Atachon Antanu, you're still Yotze. Now, the simple explanation could be, we're not going to L'chadchila institute for you to skip it, right? And one of the other options of inserting it in Havinenu, we say we wouldn't want you to do that, because it may cause a person to make a mistake. So that was when it came to the bracha of Havinenu, specifically in Motzei Shabbos. So although we did see some of this, let's continue. Where it says Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye. So Rabbi Bar Abaye says Kol Hashana, again, now we're in the fourth wide line. Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu. All year round, Havinenu can be recited. Not only is there one exception which we already established, but Chutz Mimos HaGeshamim. Also, not during the rainy season. What's the problem with that? Because again, we're going to have to change the nusach of Tefillas Havinenu, and in the bracha of Berachas Hashanim, we say the same Talmud of Racha, in which we are asking Hashem for rain, and therefore, because of this change, in which you must say this, you definitely must say, and if you don't say the same Talmud of Racha, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, because of that, you cannot say Havinenu during that entire season of in which the same Talmud of Racha is said.
Okay. So maybe he's cutting out a half a year's worth of being able to say Havinenu.
4 months.
4 months.
A third of a year. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Half a year.
That's, yeah. Okay. Yeah. During the rainy season. Maskifla Marzutra. So Marzutra asks the same question that he cited three lines above. Nechla b'chlal dashneinu b'nois artzecha v'sein talamater. So the question is, in the tefillah of Havinenu, in which instead of the bracha Baruch Aleinu, which is a whole paragraph, instead in Havinenu, the words of Dashneinu b'nois artzecha, that Hashem should bless us with the richness in your land. So those that replaces that paragraph. So in that paragraph, Baruch Aleinu, just insert the words of Sein Talamata right there. What's the problem? So our answer is Asilat Rude. We cannot do such a thing because people are going to make a mistake. Or as Rashi said, if we discuss this a little bit, what exactly would be the mistake? Rashi says Latrude is Litaos. So some type of mistake that would be made. Okay, so that sounds like a valid answer. That if we start changing around the tefillah of Havinenu, which is something which we're not so familiar with anyway, so if we memorize Havinenu and we say it certain times, and sometimes we do say it, sometimes we don't say certain things, it'll get very confusing. That's why we want to keep it as it is, intact, without ever changing the nusach. Well, if that's the case, why did we say before that when we asked the question about inserting Atachon Antanu into the Shemoneh Esrei of Motzei Shabbos, when he ended up, as we see on the two dots, just a couple lines above, kasha. We had no answer. We asked the question just now, just include the Santa Mata of Racha and the Shemon Esrei. No, we shouldn't do that. That's not an option because you may make a mistake. So why does the Gemara give the same answer when it said about Havdalah that we should not insert it in there because it's a mistake? Why did the Gemara not come up with that answer? Obviously, that could have been a valid answer. Yehochi Havdalah b'chanin adas namias letenudei. Why do we not simply say that a person will make a mistake when it comes to inserting just the words Hamadlo being Kodesh Ochol in the Tefillos Havineinu? But the Gemara doesn't say that you may make a mistake. Why would you not make a mistake there? So the Gemara answers, Amri, I'll tell you what. Hasam over there, Kivan de'asti b'techila salusa. Since it comes at the beginning of the Amida, since it comes at the beginning of your prayers, lo matrid, a person's not going to make a mistake. Because it's since the very beginning, you're going to be able to focus on that. And remember that there has to be something added, you can add it at the very beginning. Ocha, but over here, Baruch Leinu is in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, Kivan de Asib Emsa, since it comes in the middle of the Salusa of your Shemon Esrei, Matir, a person will make a mistake. So that's a distinction between the beginning and the middle. When it comes to the middle, you may not remember exactly which part is it put in, is it after this paragraph, that paragraph, it gets very confusing. But if you know, when it comes to the Shemon Esrei, that Hamadu bin Kodesh Hachol is right at the beginning, which is true, because it's in the paragraph of Atachonin Adam Das, which is the very first bracha that we say. So to insert that, anyone can remember. Look at Rashi. Rashi says like this, B'tchilas HaTfila, which is about 8 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, B'tchilas HaTfila, the beginning of the Tfila, Yachul Adam L'chavin Daito, Yoser Min Ha'emsa. A person is able to have better concentration on changing things then in the middle. It doesn't necessarily mean that a person has more kavana, which could also be the case. You know, a person has a shorter ability to be able to remain focused, so you can remain focused for a little while, and then you lose that kavana. That's a simple reading of that Rashi, but it also just means it's easier to know where it should be inserted.
Why can't they just say, the reason we're saying how many knows, because the guy doesn't have time to say the whole Shukriya Shemsi, he's already in a rush.
Right.
I'm sure he's not going to say it. You know, I mean, you're rushing. I gotta say Abinam because I can't. So your mind is in a rush. Wherever you got for the reasons you can't daven Shemon Esrei, you're not gonna remember. You're just going through Abinam because you gotta get out of here.
Right.
Or whatever it is. So your mind is not gonna be on it.
Well, that's an interesting point because we don't say when it comes to the regular Shemon Esrei that you're going to make a mistake in the middle
right. When
we change things. But maybe because Habinenu is
rushing, you're saying this is as a shortcut to begin with. So
we're more concerned
the format of the regular Shemon Esrei, if you take a look also, where you have to have Kavana by office, which is
the very beginning, right. That for sure, right.
It's a little bit that plays into the full Shemon Esrei as well.
Right, that's very true. And perhaps, again, that's the idea of the mistake is more likely by Havinenu because you may not have the same Kavana levels.
Right.
Because we don't have that concept when it comes to regular Shemon Esrei that you may make a mistake. Okay, Masiv Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks the following question. So the name of Shemay Tefillah. So if the whole problem of not saying the Santa Matav Racha or making a mistake and where it should be inserted is because it's smacked out in the middle of the Habinenu, and by when it came to Hamad Bin Kodesh Achol, it's easy because it's the very beginning. So why don't we make it easy and put it at the very end? Because just like the very beginning is easy to remember, which is the first bracha of Atachonin. So the last bracha of Shema Tefillah is also easy. You just remember, at the very, very end, I'm going to insert the same Talmud of bracha. And we know that you're allowed to do this. L'halacha, di'omar avtanchon morav asi, tovel hiskir gavur skashem b'tchis meisim. This is not something which we need to know for this point. We'll see it after the two dots. First, he made a mistake and did not mention Mashiv Ruach Medageshim in the paragraph Ches Meisim. Machzino, so then you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. And that's the general rule. A person makes a mistake in the first three brachos, then we're always Machzino, so. She'elu b'berchas Hashanim. Person, this is the key words over here. She'elu b'berchas Hashanim. Requesting and asking for rain. As we said before, the difference between Mashiv Ruach Medageshim and Saint Talmud of Bracha is in the middle of the Shemon Esrei is when we ask for things. Mashiv Ruach Medageshim, we're not asking for rain. We're acknowledging the power that Hashem has. So when it comes to asking for rain, which is in Berachas Hashanim, Ein Machzir Noso. If you skipped it, you said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, now you're in Tekah B'Shofar, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Why not? Because you can say it in the paragraph Shema Tefillah. And also, if you miss Atachonotanu in Havdalah, the Havdalah service in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the paragraph Achonin Hadas, in Masir Nosom, Ibn Ishiyachal Omer Al Kos, because you could always make it on a cup of wine, which is really your Yotze just the same. So therefore, what is the question? The question the Gemara is asking is, why don't we just insert B'Sein Talmatu Bracha at the end of Tefillah's Havinenu, by the paragraph of Shemea Tefillah, in which is the end, everyone will know where it goes, and you will not come to make a mistake. So our answer is, Toshani. A mistake is different. Vidyeved, if you missed saying it in the Shemoneh Esrei in the proper place, so you have one more chance to say it in Shemea Tefillah. But we're not going to institute that it should be L'chatchila placed in Shemea Tefillah. Shmitvil is for generic bracha. Baruch Aleinu is for parnasa. So to ask for rain is supposed to be done in that particular paragraph. That's why it was instituted by Chazal there. So for us in Havinenu, just so that you should be able to say Havinenu, skip a bunch of the real Shemoneh Esrei, and you'll end up saying the same Tamatu bracha at the end, you will not make a mistake. You will remember to say it. The problem is that we're not going to institute it in the improper place. L'chatchila. And again, that perhaps is the same reason, maybe, when it came to Havdalah. By Havdalah, even though technically you could say Havinenu, skip the bracha, you can skip Atachonantanu and still be Yotzei, but we're not going to tell you to do such a thing, L'chatchila. Because L'chatchila, you're supposed to say it in the Shema Esrei. It's there. It's not like, yeah, no, I'm never going to have to say it. Technically, if you never say it on Saturday night, Atachonantanu, you never have to repeat the Shema Esrei, but it's still wrong. It's better to say it. So therefore, it's the same thing when it comes to Havinenu, that it should be said, and therefore we can't allow you to say it. Why can't we allow you to say it? So that we left off as a kasha. I did share with you, thank you, the reason of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which we discussed last week, which I believe Avi enjoyed. The pshat was that Havinenu is instead of the Shemoneh Esrei. So every three lines represents another bracha. Imagine that you would say Havinenu continuously all the time. So you know in the back of your mind, this little paragraph is instead of numerous brachos. And if on Saturday night you would start saying, you would always say, Hamadim in Kodesh Hachol, you would think the paragraph of Atachonantanu really also is a bracha unto itself. And therefore, if it would ever be that you would come to say the Shemoneh Esrei, you would end up instituting on Saturday night the bracha of Atachonantanu as a bracha by itself. So that's how the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's not a great answer, that's why the Gemara doesn't cite it as a teretz. The Gemara doesn't say it's a tiyufta, because there are answers to this question as to why we cannot just, why we can't just simply insert this Hamadu bin Kodesh Achol in Havinenu. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the following words, the very top, which is Simen Kuf Yod, Hayotzi Laderech U'Pu'alim, but we're only going to be focusing on the first part, person who's going on the road. Okay, so he says like this, the top halacha sif aleph, b'shas adchak. Exactly what does that mean? We'll discuss that. In a time of extreme danger. So what is the what is one supposed to? What can one do? Kagon shehu b'derech. You're traveling. You're in a place in which your mind is very much involved, focused on something else, so you can't have the proper concentration. And you're concerned that you're going to have some type of a break, you're going to be interrupted, you're not going to be able to focus, maybe other people will interrupt you. You're not going to be able to daven with the proper kavana, a lengthy tefillah. Mispalel achar sholosh rishonos, so after the first three brachos, you can say Havinenu. And it doesn't go through the nusach, but we already saw that in the Gemara. Va'oimer achareha sholosh acharonos. And as we always do, we say the last three brachos as we normally do. So instead of the 13 brachos, in the middle, you can just say tefillah Havinenu. Now we're going to see in a moment the Mishnah Berurah does focus clearly on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, b'shas adchak. That doesn't mean a person can always do this. So seemingly it's not something which can always just be done. You come to a shul and you just want to say Havinenu for the fun of it. That's not something which is permissible. In fact, we did see on the top of Chav Tesamon Aleph the words of Tosvos that Abayi cursed anyone who said Havinenu, and we established that doesn't mean always, but B'shas Adchak, it's permissible. But just to do it all the time, that's not something which is acceptable. So that's also already brought down in the Gemara, that this is not a tefillah that we do all the time. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'sarach l'omrim umad. You have to say it standing, which is logical, because it's in the place of the Shemoneh Esrei. U'kshiyagil aveso in sarach l'achsel l'spal. Again, when a person gets home, he doesn't have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to see it later on. This is in contrast to another tefillah. It's called a tefillah katsara. A special tefillah, a person says, when they feel a sense of danger, it's a very small one-paragraph thing, that Hashem should spare them from danger. And this is also, of course, connected to tefillah sederech, which is going to be later on in this parak as well. All these tefillahs are interconnected.
Why should this be just equal to when we say we forgot to say one Shemoneh Esrei, then you make it up by saying another Shemoneh Esrei?
Like a tashlum. So,
right. What do you mean?
Where is he? Is he home or is he on the street?
He came home. He forgot. I came home. I'll say happy name. Here he's saying, it's not Shas HaTchak anymore. It's not Shas HaTchak. And let me ask you another question. Why does he have to say that you have to say Mu'umar? He's saying the first three brachas, which you'd say Mu'umar. He's saying the last three brachas. So where? Why are you in the middle? You're going to sit down? I mean, why are you even
at Yeah, when you reach a certain age, yeah. When you feel better, yeah.
It's a valid question why the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. These two points of standing and not having to repeat it, the Gemara is going to actually say this exact lashon in like a blot or so from now, and it's going to be contrasting it to Tefillah Katsara, and so is the Shulchan Aruch later on going to be comparing it or contrasting it to another type of tefillah, which is when you're in Makom Sakana, you don't say the Shemoneh Esrei, you say a special tefillah.
You say when you're flying, you should do this. It could be turbulence.
I mean, one of the other things that it does mention, in addition to what are examples of B'shas HaTchak, is that you're in certain situations that you cannot have proper kavana for your tefillah. So the question is that a place where you don't have the ability to have kavana for a lengthy tefillah? But again, it doesn't. At that line, is not independent. It means that it's B'shas HaTchak, and because you're under these circumstances, you cannot have proper kavana. It doesn't just mean I'm not feeling, I don't have the proper kavana to say Havinenu. It means that you don't have kavana because you're in one of these situations. So those are but you would make me think on the very simple level that because it's not the regular Shemoneh Esrei, so when you get home you should say the real thing. No, but that Havinenu is in place of the Shemoneh Esrei in its entirety. Ve'enu nispal Havinenu b'yamos ha'gashamim. And this is exactly what we said before. That these are the times in which we cannot say Havinenu. The halacha, we cannot say it during the time when we say the same time, and also not on a Motzei Shabbos, not on a Motzei Yom Tov, because of the extra paragraph which is inserted in the paragraph of Chonin HaDoas. So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll move forward. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas HaTchak. If it's not under extreme circumstances, I read in the Gemara that Abayi liyat aman mismal Havinenu. That Abayi cursed the person who davened Havinenu. And again, that's how Tosos interprets it. It doesn't mean that Abayi always would curse someone. It means it was Shlomo Shas Adchak. it was not a time of danger, and you just stam want to say it, that's what Abaye would say, you're abusing the system. And we call Malkum b'diavad yotza. The ein sarach lachsel espalo. Technically speaking, a person wants to come to shul and say havineinu, and you're not a b'shas adchak, b'diavad, you have fulfilled your obligation. But it's not the right thing to do. According to the opinion of Eliyahu Rabba, he feels that even b'diavad you have not fulfilled your obligation. So if you would come to shul and just for the fun of it say havineinu, there are opinions that say you're not yotzi at all. Because of achronim, and the achronim write, de'im roa, if you see, shazman tfil overas im yispal arucha, like we find sometimes people, they don't, on the mincha, they don't repeat the, they don't say the chazar sashat, so they do an abridged, whatever, because time is taking. Mutu chatchil yispal havineinu behind me mos achama. Of course, it's during the summer months when you're allowed to say it. So if you see that shki is coming and, you know, you want to make sure to get under the wire, so you can say havineinu so that the tfil was said before shki. Okay, so that's a lechatchil tan, and it can be said even if it's not b'shas adchak. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what are some of the concerns that one may have? Yari, you may be concerned, shafsi kuhu, that you may be interrupted by people on the street. Koi gam kein adal el kashihu b'derech, a person's on the road. Yari, shafsi kuhu, oivet rochem, the people that are passing by, you're in middle Manhattan, and you're going to stand in the street and stand with a long shwan esrei, it's not going to happen. D'ilav hachi, if not for this, afil b'derech tov yoser shizbal kol shmon esrei, brachos, it's better to say the regular shmon esrei, b'halicha o b'yeshiva. See, that's kind of answers the question about the plane. That it's better to sit down and say the regular shmon esrei than to be standing and to say havinein, if possible. Okay, fine. All right, moving on. Havineinu, which is, it says by Gimel, Shehi koilelas kol habrachos ha'em soyos. It says that the Havineinu is all the brachos which are in the middle. And it says, look elsewhere, which explains the nusach, which we went through a little bit last week. Mu'uman, why do you need to be standing? Shiba makam tefillah shemon esrei b'shas adchak. We said that it's the same as shemon esrei. Kivan shehi koilelas kulon. All the brachos are accounted for in this tefillah. And now, therefore, b'adifa koach tefillah zo l'inyan zeh yosim yishmon esrei shemutter l'spalel b'mahalich b'derech. What does he say? That the power of this tefillah is greater, even more than the shmon esrei, in which one is permissible to daven while you are traveling. Mishum de'im yitzdarech lomar. Yet torud lo yochel chavin. If a person is not able to have kavanah because their mindset is this, then we allow you to be more lenient. Mashenkin bazeh dekatzrahi, because it's so short. Liyatarid al yedei amidaso. So he says that when it comes to the shemona esrei, there is more room for leniency because it's so much longer. When it comes to this tefillah, we require you to be standing the whole time. So we don't want you to be sitting or while you're traveling or whatever. Rather, we want to make sure that you're standing in one place during Havineinu. After all, we're giving you this leniency as saying such a small tefillah, short tefillah, so therefore you should be standing the entire time. Bim avar b'hispalom b'yushuv, let's say. So we know when it comes to Shmon Esrei, if you sit down, it's okay, you're yotze. How about if you're sitting when it comes to Havineinu, which we're more strict? Nishav prima gadim. So Prima Gadim is not sure if you actually fulfilled your obligation, because when it comes to the Shmon Esrei, it's clear you're saying the right words, you're just sitting down. Havineinu, you've already changed the Shmon Esrei. So for you to be sitting down also, it almost gives the impression of what exactly are you accomplishing. So that's perhaps the connection as to why the Mechaber says both things together. You have to say it's standing, and when you get home, you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Why does he have to say it that way? That's what he says, if you look again at the third line. Perhaps he's explaining what the Prima Gadim, that if you're not standing, then maybe you will have to go and repeat it. That's why he says, V'sarach l'omar mu'umad, you have to be standing. And if you're standing, when you say Havineinu, Shagil v'esu and sarach l'achsel l'spal, then you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei when you go home. But, perhaps, says the Prima Gadim, if you're not standing, then you would have to repeat the Shemon Esrei when you get back home. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'enu Mispalel, Ve'nations, why can you not say this, Bimos HaGishamim, first wide line, Ve'nation Tzarech Lomar, Ve'sein Tal Matar, Be'berchas HaShanim. Because as we establish in the Gemara, you need to say Ve'sein Tal Matar, Ve'motzi Shavz Yom, Tzarech Lomar Havdala. You have to say these things, and it's not part of Havinenu, so therefore you can't say them. Ve'afilu, Im Yirtze, L'cholom Be'berchas Havinenu, Gamkin Einu Rasham. So he said there's a problem, there's a mistake, or maybe we won't make a mistake, so we don't include it. But let's say I say, you know what, I'm not going to make a mistake. I am going to say Havinenu on Saturday night, and I am going to insert in Havinenu the bracha, the section of Havdalah, I'm going to say Ma'am Ben Kishachol. So the halacha is in Rasha, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to simply take a nusach and just change it around. It was already decided that this is how it has to be done, and it can't be done any other way. You are not allowed to change it up. But I am the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim has another doubt. Shemistape gloimar yafil b'diavad im hispalo havinenu be'el hayamim uchal b'sochan esher d'lo yotze d'omra al tekanas chazal, which I just said. The Prima Gadim feels. Now let's say it's b'imos ha'gashamim, it's the rainy season. You don't know these halachas so well. And you say Havinenu, and you insert the Sentel Malta Bracha in the right place, right in the middle. According to the Prima Gadim, he says, maybe you're not Yotze. Maybe, why are you not Yotze? The reason is because the Takana of the Chazal was that you cannot say it during Miros and Gishom because the Sentel Malta Bracha cannot be recited. So even though you could insert it, and the only reason why they made that Takana was because you may make a mistake. So I'm not going to make a mistake. I know I'm not going to make a mistake. I'll write it down on a piece of paper, the entire Havinenu, and I'll put in bold the Sein Tal Matar Bracha right in the correct place. I'm going to read it straight from a piece of paper. Prima Gadim says, if you tamper with the Nusach of Chazal, you can't change a Bracha, you can't change a word. So therefore, a person does that, it's possible you actually have not fulfilled your obligations. Very fascinating. Chumra, the Prima Gadim.
And he takes it and he puts it into the section of the Havinenu that has the Shema Koleinu in it?
Apparently,
it would be I would
imagine.
You could say that Takonos Chazal was in regular Shema Esrei also, that Shema Koleinu was a bracha, but he put it into it. But it's also a Takonos Chazal that he could put it into it.
Exactly. Right. That's already the second step, which right, the first step is missing. Right. Okay. So, if you look in the Bir Halacha, which is underlined, it says, V'nir li hatam was that the reason, which is the second line, which I underlined, L'chor Kasha, Al-Hadin the Shulchan Aruch, I don't, it's difficult exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. The Isa Shem, he says, V'im enu yochel chavin es libo b'kulam, as you mentioned before, if you can't have kavana for all the Shemon Esrei, that's okay. Yichavin es libo al kol panim ba'avos. Then at the very least, have kavana by the first paragraph of the Shemon Esrei, paragraph of Avos. So what does that imply? Umashma, the al yedei ze, mamela mutu espal kol hatfila. As long as you know that you can have kavana by the first paragraph of the Shemon Esrei, so you have two choices now. We have the Havinenu, and we have the regular Shemon Esrei. But we know that we learned that if you can at least have kavana for the first paragraph of Shemon Esrei, it sounds like you should daven the whole Shemon Esrei. Kivan shu onis sheinu yochel chavin. Because after all, you're not allowed, maybe you can't have any more kavana. So the question that he's citing is that the Mechaber said that Shiyochul Spalo B'Kavana Tefillah Rucha. I can't have kavana this long, long tefillah. So what do you mean? You don't even have to have kavana for the entire tefillah. You don't have to have kavana for the first paragraph. So the Bir Halacha says like this. After the Yesh Lemar, the Kadamari, the Shiva Brachos Yochul Chavin. He says that when it comes to, there's a difference between 19 and 7. 7. Come on, that you have to have kavana for. L'kach etiru hispal havinenu v'lo yoser. So we allow you to say havinenu at that point. K'dei sheyichol kol shemon esrei b'katzar uva kavana. So this way you'll be able to, it's compact shemon esrei, you'll be able to kavana for the whole thing. V'sham ma'iri d'lo yochol chavin afilu elu hazayin brachos. But over there it's referring to that you can't even have kavana for the seven. L'kach lo hetiru lo l'katzer. At that situation, you're not allowed to make it short. So it's very interesting. What he's saying is that the only time Havinenu is allowed is if you can have kavana for all seven. If you can't have kavana for all seven of the brachos of Havinenu, then you can't say Havinenu. Al kain nicha del nahagu hayom. This is unbelievable. Al kain nicha delo nahagu hayom b'Havinenu. So why doesn't anyone know Havinenu? Why is it in the art scroll? Everything else is in the art scroll, sinner. Why isn't Havinenu there? Right? It's so much shorter. You would think everyone would pick up on. We're all looking for heterim and loopholes and kulas. You would think everyone would be saying Havinenu. So why don't we say Havinenu? It's unbelievable. She'anu choyshin she'afil hazayin l'yachavein. The only reason why you're allowed to say Havinenu is because we don't want you to say all 19. We'll let you say the 7. So if you can't say Havinenu, if you can't have kavanah for all 7, then you have to go back to the regular Shemona Esrei and have kavanah at least for the first bracha. But if you're going to ever say Havinenu, it's necessary to have kavanah for those 7. And we think that even if you're on the road, you can have kavanah for 7. It's a short, short tefillah. It's something which is possible. So it's not a big deal. It's nothing. The truth is that our kavanah is less than nothing, to the point that that's why Havinenu is no longer something which we ever hear. It's not because we're in such a great madrega that we don't lower ourselves to tefillah Havinenu. It's that we're not shaykh to it because we don't even have the capacity of having kavanah for even 7 brachos. And that's the reason why the Be'er Halacha tells us Havinenu is something which we do not see. Inami, the Nishim ba'onu l'katzer kahayom machamas tirda. If a person would fall under this umbrella of tirda, that you're being troubled and it's difficult and it's challenging, lo nispal lo'olam tefil shleimim ne'rov hatirda uva amanoseinu harabim. We would not just use this heter on occasion of, I'm tired today, I can't do it. You would end up coming up with a different excuse every single day, to the point that no one would even know that there is such a thing as the regular Shemoneh Esrei. Everyone would say the tefillah of Avinenu, Vavonoseinu Harabim. This is because he knows the mindset of always looking for a heter. So in that on that generation where the people's madre was much higher level, so they were able to gauge if, should I say Havinenu? Should I not say Havinenu? However, when it came to our generation, that's a concern. That if we allow it ever to be said, it will always be said, and therefore it will never be said. Continues the Be'er Halacha. Ayin b'chadusha Rabbi Akiva Eger. I mentioned this before last week, and we didn't see it inside. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the question about this Havdalah business. Shemis tapek b'inyan moitze Shabbos v'yom tov. Im hasha oiveres. Let's say that there's you have a short window of time. Yesh lomar debezeh b'moitze Shabbos v'yom tov mutav shispal havinenu lo yaskir havdalah. He says, it doesn't say this is what you should do all the time. L'chatchil, you shouldn't do it. But he says, if let's say for whatever reason it's Saturday night, and then you look at your watch and it's almost Sunday morning, right? They change the clocks 5 hours or something, I don't know. Anyway, you realize that you better daven Shemoneh Esrei for Saturday, the Motzi Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and it's almost time to daven Shacharis. So Rabbi Akiva Eger wonders if we will be lenient in that situation for you to be able to say Tefillas Havinenu. We already mentioned that Havinenu is not to be said on Motzi Shabbos Motzi, right? So he says, Yal kol panim b'di'evad yatsa b'alma below avdol. He says, there's two choices. This person's not going to daven otherwise. For whatever. He's not going to daven the Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know why. There's not no time for him to be able to do it. So is it better for him to at least say Havinenu on Saturday night, when technically speaking, if he would have said the Shemoneh Esrei and you wouldn't have said Atachon Atanu anyway, he would not have had to have repeated the Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Akiva Eger wonders and feels that in fact we will allow you to do so in that situation. But again, it's only in that situation. But stamazoi, just to say Havinenu, that we're not going to allow, because l'halacha, it says clearly that it's chutz, that's not allowed to be done, but moitzi shamas b'yom tov. Again, this is what's brought down the halacha, but again, the key words are the words of the Be'er Hete, the Be'er Halacha, that's brought down that Havinenu is never said because of the Ridos Hadoros. We'll stop here.